Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And I ran. Kelly Steele joining us this week from the Windsor Star from Running Flat Radio. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. If you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're a show, believe it or not, about running and other endurance sports. We do talk about a number of other things. We talk about cycling. We will talk a little bit more about swimming. But the reality is the show is really geared towards running, new runners, really some experienced runners as well. And we have all kinds of really great guests. And if you're interested in checking out past shows, I think there's 27 of them now.
27,
it's like hard to believe. There's 27 shows. They're all on iTunes at runningflat.com. So the show is weekly, and we talk a lot about, selfishly, Running Flat events, because we do a lot of Running Flat events in the Windsor area, Windsor Essex County region. But one of the things that Running Flat will be doing over the next year is we are expanding into Mexico. We're doing some races also in the United States and across Canada. So we will be announcing those as they become available. But the big race that we're working on right this very minute and coming up to right now is the Run for Heroes Weekend. The Heroes Weekend, as we call it, in Amherstburg, Ontario. And what happens in the Heroes Weekend in Amherstburg is we take over the entire town of Amherstburg, which is one of the oldest communities in the country. And what's happened at the Run for Heroes weekend is on the Friday night, you can come into Amherstburg and do the Health Expo with us. Mm-hmm. So we have this great Health Expo that we do at their brand new arena. And what's wonderful about it is it's open to the public, and you know, the runners from all over North America that come to Amherstburg to race it, because it's one of the flattest courses in the world.
It is a flat course.
Yeah, it's that whole, you know, proverbial, you know, you can watch your dog run away for 2 days course, right? Where it's so amazingly flat, a 38-foot elevation change over 42 kilometers for the marathon, making you one of the flattest Boston qualifiers in the world and making you one of the fastest courses in the world. But you know, when the general public also kind of mixes in, they get to see what's happening in that culture, right? So we have a number of folks who are exhibiting at the expo currently. And if you're interested, by the way, if you own a company or you have a product and you want to come to the expo, by all means, just email us Carla@runningflat.com or Chris@runningflat.com, and we can help you through that.
And expos are always a great time to go and sell stuff, your shoes, gear, anything like that. I remember someone a couple of years ago had approached me about headbands. Anything like that's the kind of stuff that you should get at these expos, which is pretty cool.
It's a great reason to buy stuff.
Oh, and I love to shop at expos.
Right? I mean, because that's also really where you get to find all these really unique products that you've never been able to find either at your local running shop or even online, because it's kind of too expensive and the shipping's a lot of money. You know, so whether it's like LED armbands or whether it's that case of goo, you know, that you need going into your fall marathon season.
You always get great deals on goo. You do. It's one thing I always buy at the expos.
And the goo that you're buying is not out of date or expired.
You do have to check that, though.
You have to check it. It's one of those things you have to do. So Run for Heroes weekend is starting to fill up. We know that the half will sell out shortly. So will the 10K. Our Run for Superheroes 5K is doing really well. You know, the big news story, obviously, is the Libro Credit Union's Kids Marathon, which is doing extremely well. We're looking at, you know, capping that within the next month, to 3 weeks to kind of be able to contain it, because a lot of kids means exponentially that many more parents and grandparents to manage at the finish line. And we need to kind of find that magic number and kind of work it all together.
Absolutely.
With the 5K.
Did you happen to see, locally, we had two guys that did something pretty darn cool this weekend? See, Casey Teverge and Derek Mulhall ran the 100-mile endurance run in Ohio.
Yes.
Is that not crazy?
It's an awesome event.
I was at a friend's house last night, and they were showing me Casey's training plan, and it's not just simply going out running this 100 miles. He had it at each increment, when I hit maybe 30, 40 miles, this is what I have to consume. This is what I need to drink. This is when I'm going to change my shoes. This is when I'm going to put Band-Aids on my feet or whatever. It was really you think 100 miles, that's crazy, but obviously you have to put a lot of thought into what you're doing. Pretty incredible, though. I'm pretty proud of those guys.
It is, and it's not, we've had a number of ultra marathoners on the show. I mean, we've had, Dean Karnazes, who's, arguably Mr. Ultra Marathon Man, yeah. Last week we had Cheryl Zarkowski, who arguably is probably the ultra marathon woman doing a triple Badwater at 405 miles in one shot. But what's interesting about those people, not that they're driven, some people say it's crazy, they're driven, that they have a goal to achieve, but that it consumes their entire day.
Oh, absolutely.
And, to be an ultra marathoner, you have to go for your morning run, come in and do breakfast, go do something else, go for an afternoon run, and maybe even go back out for a late night run and do some cross training in between. It's not just a training program. It's a lifestyle to get to those kinds of miles. And
something
to that level
you have to really want to do.
Yeah. And you have to figure out how to make money somewhere in between all that, right? To pay your bills and pay your mortgage and put gas in the car.
If it's anything like Ironman training, I just put my head on my desk at work and have naps.
Oh, come on. Ironman, without a doubt, highest rate of divorces of any sport in the world. And that's hands down. It's absolutely hands down. I've read reports on this. Highest divorce rate of any sport in the world. Is an Iron Man.
Think how much time you put into training for this stuff,
they have
right?
Iron widows everywhere.
Because you're up at the crack of dawn, you go to bed at 7. Right. It's ridiculous.
That's exactly it. And over above that too is and then you're on your bike all weekend long. You're swimming in the morning. You're running in the night, depending on what training program you've bought into. It can be very difficult, and it can be also very difficult on your relationship and your family and everything else. So. But that's a whole other story. That's a whole other podcast, frankly, is Iron Man and that whole culture and even Absolutely. Iron Girl. And, we can talk about all the levels of sports that go along with triathlons. And maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we'll do that. And we'll also talking about the local triathlon series that's coming up.
Yeah,
as
that's
well.
Next weekend.
So you're listening to Running Flat Radio. On this week's show, we have Dr. Michelle Prince in. She's going to be joining us for the next half hour. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about the career at the Lifetime Wellness Center. We're going to talk about running, of course. And of course, we got running Canadian Running Magazine at quarter to the hour. But before we do all that, let's go into the Song of the Week. And the Song of the Week is by a band called The Kooks. And the song is called Bad Habit. Great song to run to. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Baby, gotta head down. Baby, gotta head down to the ground. Looking for a stranger. Looking for a stranger to love. You gotta touch your eyes and cross your teeth.
My grandfather Nate knew that a good education can open up so many doors and great opportunities. This is something the Tepperman family has always believed in and is why, over the last 10 years, my parents, Bill and Rochelle, along with Andrew and I, have awarded more than $500,000 in scholarships to children from the loyal communities of southwestern Ontario. There's no purchase necessary. Come into any Tepperman's location and fill out a ballot for your child, grandchild, or any boy or girl under the age of 10 for their chance to win a $1,000 Canadian Scholarship Trust Foundation, RESP. The scholarship will continue to grow until the student is ready to use it for their education. Tepperman's hold a draw every month, so enter again and again. After all, we know what it's like. Education is an investment my parents made in our future, and the Tepperman family is proud to play a part in the future of so many children. Family to family, that's the difference. I'm Noah Tepperman, third generation.
Family to family.
Excuse me, ma'am. Yes.
Where's your car from?
Oshawa.
And your wine?
Niagara.
And what about the pork there in your cart?
I don't know.
And if you wanted farm fresh pork, where would it come from?
Ontario?
There you go. If you want to make sure it's farm fresh, look for the Ontario pork label. It's just that good.
And where are you from?
That's classified.
Tecumseh Mall's drive-in movie is back. Friday, August 15th, bring the family for a movie everyone will love. Everything is awesome in a world of Lego bricks, pre-movie face painting, roaming characters, and more. Suggested donation, $10 per family for local food banks. Visit TecumsehMall.com.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, a risk of a thunderstorm, fog developing near midnight, a low of 14. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 25. Wednesday night, clear with fog developing overnight, a low of 12. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 26. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunshine all 3 days, high of 24 on Friday, 23 on Saturday, 27 on Sunday. Once again, a risk of a thunderstorm tonight, fog developing near midnight, a low of 14.
There's something new at Tim Hortons. It's thick. It's creamy. It's delicious. It's Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt has arrived at Tim Hortons, and we have two delicious ways for you to enjoy it. Come in today for our new fruit smoothie with Greek yogurt blended right in, or dig into our new Greek yogurt parfait with mixed berries and almond granola with 13 grams of protein per serving. Two great choices you can feel good about, especially when it's time to grab a snack. Enjoy them both today at Tim Hortons at participating restaurants.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. We're just talking about Run for Heroes, and that we do have a pace group, and we will have Jim Crist on soon enough to talk about the importance of pacing in a marathon and a half marathon. It's all kind of part of that experience, right? I mean, you're already training now to meet your goal of a half marathon. You show up to the event, and then it's so wonderful and easy to get in behind a group of pacers. We used to call them pace bunnies. We call them pacers.
We call them pacers.
I know you do. Jim always corrects me. Goes, you got to call them pacers. And so, and that's cool because the idea is it's all about just helping that runner achieve that goal. And nothing is better than a really good professional pace group. Marathonpacing.com. Jim Crist does a wonderful job.
Yeah, but think about that whole pacing thing. Like, one thing I always really, really push about it, for one, you have a group of people that you get to run with, for whether you're doing a half, whether you're doing a full. The other thing is, if you never ever ran with a pacer, when you have someone who's holding that pace for you, it's mindless for you. All you got to do is stay with them, right? And when you run an even paced race, it actually becomes so much easier than, you know, you go fast, you go slow. If you hold that pace, it's kind of cool. So if you've never ran with a pace group before, it's actually a great thing to try.
Do it. Absolutely. Do it. Absolutely. If you have a goal of 2 hours, 2:15, 2:20, whatever your goal is, find that pace group, jump in, and just do it.
Because you know what everyone does? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run the first half really fast, and then, you know, I'm going to pull back in the second. You know what? Never happens. Never happens, because you gas yourself, and my 2-hour pace group always picks up those people who have gone out too fast.
Yeah, the 130s.
Exactly. It never fails.
Yeah, I know. I see it all the time. But yeah, use pace groups. So you're listening to Running Flat Radio on M800-CKLW. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele. The show is brought to you by Walkerville Breweries, our great friends and sponsors at Walkerville Breweries here in Windsor. And you know, we have a really special guest in, Dr. Michelle Prince. I've known you 19...
Better clarify that I'm younger.
Yeah, I know. So it's got to be probably 1997, 1998.
You got it. That's right.
And it was going back to, you know, full disclosure here, I was the president of the Rotary Club in 99. And
I was a new member, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's how far back we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know I reached out to you to be on the show. You are a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to clarify that.
Loose term, runner.
No,
for me.
We're all runners. We just, some of us are way slower than others. That's all right.
Yeah, if you put your shoes on and you go out, right. You're a runner.
You know, it was probably running that saved me, actually.
And so,
how so?
So, well, let's talk about why I invited you on the air.
Okay.
And just really briefly, you have cancer.
Mm-hmm. You
got it. And can you tell us about the the issue of being diagnosed?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, I thought I had a groin or a hip issue from running, overtraining. I'm a rookie runner, so, you know, we tend to overtrain, not follow programs as tightly as we should. And I was quickly training for the Detroit half. Had to pull out a run for Heroes last year. I register for everything on January 1. That's my day. I register for everything, so I do them. I even registered this year and then was diagnosed on January 30th. But in the fall, I started having just groin pain that wouldn't go away. So I pulled out of a couple runs. It started to get better. And then every treatment I could do, you know, I'm a chiropractor, so chiropractic, massage, acupuncture. I mean, I was doing it all. And it just started progressively getting worse. All the medical tests showed nothing was technically wrong with my blood. I had a CAT scan on my abdomen, nothing. And then they said, the only thing we can't see for you is your colon, because you can't see that on a CAT scan. You can't see the inside anyway. So why don't we just do a test there? And I'm thinking, well, I don't have a family history of anything with my colon. I don't have any colon issues. And when you exercise and you eat right, you tend to have a very well-functioning digestive system.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, and running, ironically, is statistically known to decrease your risk of colon cancer.
Is it really?
By at least 20%. And running in particular. So because your waste doesn't store as long in your body, so you're not exposed to as many toxins, so it kind of exits. So I had, you know, like, okay, sure, do a colonoscopy. You're not going to find anything. I woke up to be told I had cancer.
Oh, wow. And how? What was your first thought on that?
You know, I always joke to say that I was still under that little drug, that Twilight drug that they give you after. So I was kind of out of it when they told me, and I think it's a good thing because it really buffered the blow for me. I didn't feel it as much because the drug was in my system. But, you know, it puts everything in perspective. All I could think about was my, at the time, 6-year-old and 4-year-old, and thought, this is it. Like, I got it. This is not going to happen to me. Like, okay, I got cancer. I'm not going to ask why. I'm not a doter. Oh, why me? Oh, God, why did you do this to me? I'm not that person. I just said, what do we do to get through this now?
And
what's my next step?
And what is the next step? You're in treatment right now.
I'm in treatment, and treatment has worked well for me. It doesn't work well for everyone. I also do my complementary treatment. So I have a week on of chemotherapy. It's a little bit different for colon cancer. You have it over a 4-day period.
So there was a surgery?
There was a surgery. Okay. I had 15 centimeters of my colon removed.
Okay. And then you go into a treatment.
And I had a 1-centimeter tumor. It was just a little guy, but they had to take out that much.
That was all the cancer was?
That
tiny?
Yep. Very tiny. Very tiny cancer.
So there's a surgery to remove.
And then there's 6-week recovery.
And then there's a chemo type of regime.
And then you start the chemo. Yep. And so every other week for a period of 6 months for colon cancer. It's a longer series of chemo than most people have, like compared to other cancers, prostate or breast, they tend to go 8 sessions. That's about 16 weeks. So, but colon cancer is very long because statistically it's one of the highest killers, cancer killers. Breast has great outcome measures. Prostate has great, not so much for colon. It's kind of a coin toss. So they do chemotherapy for the long haul. And if it works well for you, then, you know, you can see your, what's called a tumor marker decrease very quickly. And mine thankfully had. And I think that's because I went into cancer healthy. And you think, well, why would a healthy person get cancer? You know, you can ask that question 100 times. No one has the answer.
The big C. Who knows?
We're exposed to toxins every single day. Why does a marathoner drop dead of a heart attack? There's a million reasons, but you know what? It's your time. It's your destiny, whatever you want to say. So that's how I felt about it.
So there's a theory that I've explored with a couple folks that your body fights off cancer 8 times before it actually sets in.
Yeah. And you know what? Technically, we all grow cancer cells. We really, really do. It's what is your body made of? You know, if you're obese, you're 50% likely more to get multiple types of cancer. If you're diabetic, you're more risk to get colon cancer. You know, there's so many risk factors. So if we can really mitigate those through exercise alone, I mean, just getting off the couch is a huge thing.
So go back a second.
Mm-hmm.
Obesity brings it up to how much more?
Almost 50% for multiple types of cancer.
And why is that?
Because your adipose tissue, your fat tissue, stores hormones that are negative. They store toxins. So their toxic overload for the body is great. So literally, when you're discharged from the cancer center, here in particular, they'll tell you, if you don't start exercising, we'll see you back. And some people just don't take it that seriously. And it's not just three times a week at 30 minutes. It's you got to exercise 6 days a week for 45 minutes, and that will reduce your recurrence of any other kind of cancer or getting cancer in the first place.
So you're going through all this treatment. Obviously, excuse me, you have to be exhausted. It's taking its toll on you. So how do you get up off the couch? How do you get out the door doing that kind of stuff?
I got to say, it's not easy. You know, somebody told me the other day that I'm making cancer look easy, and I don't post pictures of myself on my Facebook page when I'm in bed. You know, I have those days too, especially after chemo. But you got to get, you know, you just have to, you have to know that it's better for you in the long run. Mm-hmm. So you just do. And I think that's where running and having training programs and just having a goal set, you just got to get out there and do it.
Do you feel better when you're out running?
I do. I absolutely do. And it increases your stamina. You have very low stamina when you're under treatment. Mm-hmm. So it really increases your stamina.
So let's talk about where you at in your treatments right now.
I only have three more left.
So
in 35 days, I will be done. But who's counting? Really? 35 days, I will bring that gong in the cancer center and say, see ya.
And what is the treatment like?
You know, it's tiring the first day. One of the drugs is a drug that a lot of cancer patients have, breast cancer included. And it's from the family of drugs called cisplatin. And they're known to, mine is called oxaliplatin, and they're known to create neuropathies. So I have constant numb hands and numb feet. So now running is a real challenge for me because I can trip, I can balance issues. So when I run, I feel electric shocks in my feet. So I really have to watch. I have to look for blisters more commonly. And then sometimes, you know, when you are under chemotherapy or any kind of cancer treatment, your cell count is lower, your red blood cells go down, your platelets go down, those store oxygen for us. So you can't do what you think. Mentally, I think I can go for a run today. I feel really good. But if my platelets are low, I'm two blocks down going, yeah, I'm walking home. Wow, this is an interesting day. You shouldn't do it. If your white cell counts are low, you're more at risk for infection. So really, it's something that you need to discuss with your doctor while you're doing treatment, no matter who you are and how healthy you are. Mm-hmm. And these are all things. This was a big learning curve for me. So some days I have a run and some days I have a trot.
You're still getting out, right?
Exactly.
You're still getting out, which is the whole reason why we have this show and we wanted you on the show, because it's all about getting out.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's just out for a walk, whether it's out for a walk, jog, no matter what it is, just get out there.
And just do it.
Right.
There's a reason that motto has stuck for years and years and years.
Will you stay with us through the break?
Absolutely.
That'd be great. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Volksfest is back, so we're making sure everything is just perfect. Cassie keyless access?
Perfect.
Bluetooth?
Perfect.
TDI clean diesel?
Perfect.
$5,000 cash discount?
Perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Volksfest is back. For a limited time, get up to $5,000 cash discount on 2014 Volkswagen models. The sooner you come, the more perfect the choice. $5,000 off CC. Discount varies by model. Visit vw.ca or your dealer for details.
Join the AM 800 A-Team for the first annual Kingsville Folk Music Festival. Stroll the artisan village, sample local food, wines, brews, and experience music ranging from folk to country with performances from Bruce Coburn, Jane Sibbery, Fred Penner, and more. Kids under 16 are free with an adult. It all happens this weekend at Lakeside Park. Visit KingsvilleFolkFest.org. Brought to you by the Town of Kingsville, OCAF, Ontario Yours to Discover, Ontario Tourism Event Marketing Program, and AM 800.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor-Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
Heavy rainfall today has prompted the Essex Region Conservation Authority to issue a warning about possible flooding in Windsor-Essex tonight. IRCA says precautions should be taken to make sure drainage facilities and catch basins are all clear of debris. Windsor Councillor Fulvio Valentinus is supporting colleague Drew Dilkins in his bid to become Windsor's next mayor. Valentinus joined City Councillors Joanne Geniac and Ron Jones at this morning's announcement. He says Dilkins has the skills to lead a city. And Windsor's trying to deal with a growing rat population. City officials say a heavy blanket of snow provided a layer of insulation over rat nests, allowing them to thrive this winter. AM 800 Sports. The Tigers are in New York again tonight. Right now, the Big Cats up 1-0 bottom of the first. The Jays are home to Baltimore. That game scoreless top of the second. And Commonwealth Games gold medal wrestler David Tremblay has returned to Stony Point for a celebration tonight. From the AM 800 Weather Center, a risk of a thunderstorm tonight. Fog patches developing near midnight, a low of 14. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 25. Clear Wednesday night with fog patches developing overnight, a cool low of 12. Right now in Windsor Essex, 19 Celsius, that is 66 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you are able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele, live in studio, which is a real treat for us because a lot of our guests are from all over North America. Dr. Michelle Prince from the Lifetime Wellness Center. Michelle is currently in chemo. She has cancer, and she is also a runner. So we're really kind of deep diving the whole issues of that illness and then kind of where running kind of takes place in the lifestyle. And, you know, look at your chances of surviving cancer are better if you're a runner.
Absolutely.
And you know, I have like three or four friends of mine who are currently going through different aspects of cancer. All of them are fit. So, you know, in respect to them being so fit, it's like they've already got that upper leg on
that's
the
right.
disease.
That's right.
Right.
And you take these percentages from wherever you can get them. If eating right means I'm going to gain another percent of survival, I'm going to do that. If running gives me 5 more percent, I'm going to take those percentages from wherever they come, period.
Now, you said at the beginning, you don't think you could have got through this without running. What did you mean by that?
You know, I think just having the whole goal setting mindset. So as soon as I was diagnosed, I was already past that diagnosis and onto, okay, what do we do now? And then what's the next step? And how can I do things at home? And I'll tell you that a lot of things I knew, thankfully, because of the type of practitioner I am and the wellness center that I own. However, you also always look to your doctors for guidance. And there was a real dearth of information because, you know, medical doctors go to medical school and learn medical things. So there's not a lot that they can offer that they've spent time studying. So you got to be your own advocate. You have to do things on your own. You have to research things. And I'm not saying, you know, standing on your head and drinking a glass of water, those kind of things that you'll find on the internet. I mean, solid things that are backed by research, and running is one of those solid things backed by research. So I already knew that, okay, I can do this. This is in my toolbox and I can set goals to do this. And maybe it's a goal to do a 5K now instead of a half marathon, but that's still a goal that I can do and that's achievable for me.
And you had said too, when we were talking during the break, as well as doing the chemo, you also adopted some other healthy
that's
alternatives.
Right. I think part of what helps to build your immune system and your sanity a little bit is having some control over what you can do. So on, you know, I would have my treatment weeks in the medical world, and then I would do my alternative treatments. I do the vitamin C infusions. Mm-hmm. I eat very well. I juice a lot.
What's a vitamin C infusion?
A vitamin C infusion. Very good. It's like 56 oranges in an IV. And it induces cell death of cancer cells, and it's been around for years and years and years and years and years. And most doctors will shun the thought, but if you go to, say, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, that's their off-week protocol. You go to London, they'll tell you find a naturopath that does the vitamin C infusion. So that's one of the things that we'll talk about in detail when we launch the radio show.
And so you did that and you juice a lot.
I juice a lot, yeah.
Do you want to just do a quick explanation of juicing?
Sure. You know, anything.
Because my definition of juicing is different than.
You got it. You know, but when you have cancer, you know, you want to stay away from a lot of sugar. So it's not a lot of fruit based juices. Sugars feed cancer cells. So if you were to, say, have a PET scan, which is a very advanced test that they'll see if you have cancer cells in your body, they give you a dextrose, which is a form of sugar. And if you have cancer cells, the cancers eat those cells, eat that dextrose, that sugar up, and then it lights up on a scan and you the doctor says, yes, you have cancer, and it's here, and it's here, and it's here. And so we know that sugar feeds cancer cells, so we need to avoid, you know, the wheats, the sugars, the raw sugars, of course. So I don't do a lot of fruit juicing, but I will do a lot of carrot juicing, a lot of beta carotenes. Those are very good. All the green stuff. Greens are your cruciferous vegetables, your broccolis, your Brussels sprouts, your kale. You know, kale is the fashionable thing these days. And that's, I mean, they're cancer killers, literally cancer killers, not just fighters. They kill the cells. They have just fancy enzymes in them that have names too large for me to pronounce, but they kill cancer cells.
You juice your kale as well? Like,
I do juice. Yeah, it takes a lot to do it. Yeah. So I like it better in a smoothie because I feel like I'm getting more. You'll need bunches and bunches to juice it, but you can. Yeah, I spend a lot of money on organic fruits and vegetables now.
And how often do you juice? Like
every day.
Every day, once a day, like a meal replacement kind of idea?
No, when I'm done chemo, so we were sort of talking off break about what next. So when I'm done chemo, I want to get these drugs out of me so that I can get the feeling back in my hands and my feet and that the toxins won't. It's poison. Chemotherapy is a version of poison. So you want that out of you. It's served its purpose. It's killed the cells. Now I don't want what's left over to cause any damage. And I have side effects and that's damage already. So now we got to get the good stuff in. So I'll be juicing probably six times a day. So it'll be a lot of work when chemo's done, because once treatment is done, a lot of patients say, well, what do I do now, doc? You know, what do I do? Oh, well, you know, try and lose some weight and, you know, come back in 6 months. You don't really get a lot. So I've been doing that. Okay, what do I do? Because I'm not a watch and waiter. I don't want to go back in 6 months just for them to tell me, oh yeah, I grew again. You know, here you go. Let's start chemo again. I want to know, what can I do to fight it? So it's going to be through food and nutrition and exercise, which also keeps you so much more mentally healthy. You know, we didn't even touch on the depression that can come with a diagnosis of cancer for a lot of people. So exercise can offset that. So my medicine now will be food.
You've done a lot of research on this. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be your own advocate. It's just, there's a real dearth of information given to you when you sort of graduate from care. So people need to know what they can do and that they can do something. That's really important to know that they can do something.
But it is difficult to navigate through the whole quagmire
of
cancer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we have some great practitioners in town. We have two naturopathic doctors that specialize just in oncology. And so they are a wealth of knowledge. I've seen them both. I've had relationships with both of them and they've helped me a lot, even for someone that came from a knowledge base that I had. There was so much more for me to learn.
So this is like the scientific side of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You've kind of taken us through the medical world of the treatment and the diagnosis. Let's talk about the emotional side.
Yeah,
it sucks. And the family. Because you do have, like you opened up saying you have a 6-year-old, you have a 4-year-old, you have a high profile husband as well. And it's got to be tough.
When I was originally diagnosed, there was a lot of testing that they did on me. And I'm not sure if that was because of who I was or if that was standard. I have no idea, but a lot of testing. And so then some things would come back positive and some things would come back negative. And there was a lot of confusion in the beginning. And so at one point I was told to go home and that my option was chemotherapy for the rest of my life, or I could go home, not have treatment and enjoy my time. And
Seriously?
I thought, you know, this is not even then sitting in the chair, I thought, tell me of someone in this scenario. There must be somebody else that is living. And I want to know those stories. I don't want to know anything else but those stories. And then the stories started to come out about this person or this. And I thought, okay, keep telling me more. And that's what I focused on. And then thankfully, I got a proper diagnosis that was much less dramatic than the first diagnosis I got. And, you know, colon cancer is still very serious. I got to take that seriously and then do everything that I can. So again, stealing those percentages from wherever I can so that I'm here for my kids and my husband, who's, you know, they've been rocks for me. That part is really taxing. So when people don't want to get up off the couch, you said, how do you do it? Mm-hmm. I can see there's days when I haven't gotten off the couch. My daughter will call me out on it. Mom, your running shoes are still at the door. And she's 7. I'm thinking, they're great. Thank you very much. But it's a thank you very much, because it reminds me that I'm running for you, not just for me now. So
and you also have a practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are also a business owner.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you have the Lifetime Wellness Center over on Dougal.
Still paying the bills and writing the checks.
Right. I mean, and you're still around and the practice is still thriving. And you know, it's also important to kind of talk about that.
I think it gave me more resolve in, you know, we've really advocated for wellness in my whole career of 15 years, and not just chiropractic and back pain and neck pain. I mean, we've really advocated for wellness. And now it's even stronger. Like, I will not hesitate to tell someone the exact truth of what I think. Instead of, oh, maybe they don't want want to hear. Maybe they won't come back if I tell them they got to lose weight. Now it's this is what you're going to hear because I've had it and I was healthy. So seriously, if you want to get on with your health, so we're all business. We're all business at the Lifetime Wellness Center now. But I have a great doctor covering for me. He's done great. He adjusts me and my kids and my family. And so the business is still, like you said, thriving and thankfully because people, I think, obviously said, boy, if it can happen to her, I'm not missing my appointments here. I'm doing whatever I can.
And, you know, it's impressive because, like, you took the step to say, I'm not going to accept this when the initial thing was chemo for the rest of your life or just go home. Think of how many people probably don't know that they, you know, to
and again, going back to having goals in your life prior, if you weren't of that mindset, I can see where you wouldn't have something to reach for and to and to grasp for. So again, exercising and running and having goals just put me automatically in that mindset. Like this is, I got to do something. And what are my steps? What are my goals going to be?
And you now have a radio show coming up, too,
correct? We got a nice healthy talk radio show coming up, taking charge of your health.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Sure. August 13th, we'll start here on AM 800 CKLW, and it'll be from 7 till 8, same time slot as you, just the next night, so I will follow in your footsteps. And we're going to start with a four-part series on cancer.
I don't know about you, but I'm following Art Bell's footsteps.
That's great. We're gonna start with a four-part series on cancer and delve into, like, when you said, what's a vitamin C treatment? We're going to have a whole show just on that, what people can do. We've got the author of a book called Radical Remissions, these unknown stories of why people are suddenly cancer-free, and it's really not sudden. When you when you look at the factors, that they have a positive outlook, they're somewhat spiritual, they exercise, that there is no real anything radical about it. It's well thought out, and people can really fight cancer. And she was just on Dr. Oz, so we're pretty thrilled to have her on as our fourth show. So yeah, so we'll talk about all those cancer related issues, and then we'll go into all things health. So you want to hear something complementary, alternative? That's what we're going to cover.
And is it a balance of Western medicine,
you know,
and natural medicine?
I don't
Eastern
like the
medicine,
word alternative, like, because it means that it's this or that. And I'm an advocate of this and that. I've always been in the alternative world, but I went to the medical world where there is some research. For me, I did some very specific testing. Not everybody knows that it exists, so that's what hopefully the radio show can enlighten people about. But I did something called a chemotherapy sensitivity test. So I sent my blood off to a lab in Germany, and they test the two drugs that make up my chemotherapy with my blood and say, how successful is this going to be? For me, it was 75%, an unheard of number. I also have not taken a lot of medications in my life. So when I do take something, it works because my body hasn't been bogged down. It's not used to it. I'm not taking Tylenols and antibiotics because I've lived in the other world. So a drug for me worked very well. So that led me to think, okay, I can do this medical route. Some people, that test might come back and say, it's only 20% effective. You better do a different type of therapy. Yeah. But not everybody knows about these things and knows where they can access it. So that's what we hope to educate people on a bit.
You and I have had a couple of different conversations, especially early on when you're diagnosed. And why is it so important today to talk about this to you?
You know, there's so many ways I could answer that. But I think that it's not about me. It's really about others. Because I have sort of the stage, if you will, when I woke up from my surgery, in one of those drug-induced moments, I literally pictured myself on a stage talking to thousands of people. And I don't know what that stage is, what it might be, but I think this is all part of it. And if we can bridge the gap for the this and or that, it's this and that. If we can bridge that gap and I'm the one to do it, then maybe that's why I got cancer. And I don't question that at all. I think sometimes it was a little bit of a gift for me to recognize gratitude more, to recognize that the advantages that I have in my life, where I was just going through running on adrenaline like anybody else does, you know, work and barely play. And so a lot of that has shifted in my life. And so if we can help educate others to do the same, then that's why I got it, and I'm not going to challenge it.
I hope you realize you really are making a difference, and I'm telling you, you're inspiring a lot of people out there who, you know, there's some people who are scared.
So
they're not sure what to do, so
yeah,
continue.
It's true, and I think, you know, when I started putting this stuff on my Facebook page, it people were surprised at how personal it was, because, you know, most people know who my husband is and how private he is, and then I was out there blabbing my whole life,
exactly,
you know, on the internet. But, you know, when in a couple of weeks we went up to 2,000 followers, and I thought, okay, there's people need to talk about it. It's cancer is, you know, sometimes my in-laws will still whisper the word, you know, it's just the, it's just a weird generational thing. So if we're not, I mean, listen, one in three is getting it. So if we're not talking about it, we're doing something wrong. Right. We're doing a real disservice to people.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're really, really proud of you. I think what you're doing is amazing, and I wish you all the best.
I hope my feet can make it through that Run for Heroes.
You bet they can, and we'll be cheering you on.
Absolutely. Yay.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Let's control me. When it rains, it pours. When the floodgates open, brace your shores. That pressure don't care when it breaks your door. Say it's all you can take, better take some more. Cause I know what it's like to test fate.
Attention passengers, now starting our final approach to Canada.
CTV tonight. The Amazing Race Canada is coming home.
Fly to the Yukon.
Natalie and Megan's Express Pass Power Play puts them at the center of controversy.
Things are blowing up all around us.
Get ready for a rough ride.
Oh, God.
As everything goes to the dogs.
Goodbye.
The Amazing Race Canada returns home tonight at 9 on CTV. Brought to you in part by Air Canada, number one airline in North America 5 years in a row.
Gigantic home improvement liquidation at Hardware Liquidation Store by Rona. Visit us at 7350 Catherine Street in Windsor for unbelievable savings. This week, get 30 to 60% off lower ticket price on everything in store, including 40% off paint, lighting, and finished plumbing. Visit Hardware Liquidation Store by Rona. Weekdays from 9 till 8 and on the weekend from 8 till 5 at 7350 Catherine Street in Windsor. Certain conditions apply. Details in store.
The number one morning show, The Morning Drive.
We are good to go.
Mike K. Cook and Lisa Williams.
On the next show, I want a designated junk drawer in my new kitchen. That's not going over well with others in the household. Do you have a junk drawer? What is in it? We're going to take your calls at 620.
And play the impossible question at 750 and score a pair of tickets to see the hilarious Howie Mandel live at the Coliseum stage at Caesars Windsor on Saturday, September 13th.
The Morning Drive, weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Risk of a thunderstorm tonight, fog developing near midnight, a low of 14. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 25. Clear Wednesday night with fog developing overnight, a cool low of 12. Mix of sun and cloud Thursday, a high of 26. Sunny for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high of 24 Friday, 23 Saturday, 27 Sunday. Once again tonight, a risk of a thunderstorm, fog developing near midnight, a low of 14.
You'll feel right.
At Riom in LaSalle, you'll find more than just deals. You'll find people you like dealing with. People who appreciate your business, even after the paperwork is done. Because our loyal customers matter. We give out VIP reward points that can be used towards service visits, upgrades, and more. Riom Chev Buick GMC.
You'll feel right at home at Riom.
Front Road LaSalle and online at RiomChev.com.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
It was great having Michelle Prince in. You know, it's known her for so many years, and she's so brave, and I just think it's amazing what she's doing right now, and being able to kind of share that experience with all of us and give people hope, right, where there is not a lot of hope. Because, you know, when you get the big C, when you get that diagnosis that you have cancer, you know the whole back end of your life just kind of falls out, and it's great to see that she's kind of sharing that there's a lot more to it, and there is a good fight to fight. And that, you know, running played a really integral part of her fight, and that she is she's going to survive it and do well. And she's also going to start up a show here on AM 800 on Wednesday nights from 7 till 8, kind of talking about healthcare and wellness. And we wish her all the best.
And for those who haven't, they should check out her Facebook site. It's very inspirational. I love how she's been posting pictures along the way of her journey, and, you know, inspirational little messages that really, I find it amazing. I read it all the time.
Absolutely. And you're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800. We're a weekly show all about running and endurance, and that's one hell of an endurance race that she's in, and we wish her all the best with that. But right now, it's time for our weekly segment with Canadian Running Magazine.
Running Flat Radio presents the Canadian Running Magazine Report on AM 800.
With Kayla Fenton from Canadian Running. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
We are better than the average bear, I'll tell you. So all kinds of exciting things going on. I know that you wanted to talk about all these this incredible deluge and rash of running movies that's coming out.
Yeah, we've really noticed in the past few months we sort of keep tabs on this sort of thing, but it's been really frequent that we've been seeing trailers and filmmakers putting out publicity for either running documentaries or, in a couple instances, blockbuster films that are being made based on stories about runners who have had some incredible feats during their life. So probably the one that I'm looking forward to the most is called Unbroken. It's about Louis Zamperini, who was an Olympic runner, a World War II pilot, mm-hmm. who crashed his plane into the sea and was lost at sea for 46 days, captured by the Japanese, and was taken as a prisoner of war, survived it all, has carried the Olympic torch 5 times, and unfortunately passed away just this summer.
Just recently he did.
Yes, I believe it was in June. So that movie is being directed by Angelina Jolie, which is pretty cool as well. And they've released a couple trailers, and it looks like it's going to be a really incredible film.
Yeah, so I've been trying to get a hold of Angelina Jolie. I'm serious.
She's not taking your calls.
She's not taking my call. Hard to believe someone in Hollywood's not taking my calls. But I've been trying to get a hold of her. I've been working with her people to get her on the air when mm-hmm. Because this movie gets released, I think, in December of this year.
Yes, right around Christmas.
And because just to talk about, it's a running movie.
Does she run?
She must. We know Brad does.
Yeah,
her husband
close
does.
She did.
But what's really interesting is that she's actually like neighbors with Lewis.
Really?
Yeah, like just lived down the street from each other, and never knew that until she actually read the book and the script, and then finally got a hold of him. But yeah, what a fascinating story and really inspiring story. But there's also other running movies that are coming out as well.
Yes, coming out just in September. There's a documentary film called Transcend that's following the Boston Marathon champion from 2012, Wesley Carrier, who's actually also a member of Kenyan Parliament. He's married to Canadians, so he's often in Canada. And it's basically following him through dealing with training and the social struggles that are going on in Kenya, and basically how he's used his status as a runner to try and make a difference there. So the trailer's out for that one as well, and looks like it's going to be really good. Reed Coolsat gives a short interview that you can see even in the trailer, so featuring some Canadians too. And then there's another documentary that is looking to come out in the fall called Women of the Mountain, which is following 6 female ultramarathoners. So this filmmaker has been running ultras and has discovered some incredible women. The filmmaker was a reporter for like the New York Times and National Geographic, and then just thought that this social and cultural and physical limits that were being pushed by these women that she came across was a story that she needed to tell on its own. I got a chance to talk to her, and that sounds like it's going to be an incredible story as well.
Absolutely. First off, like this show, every runner has a story, but ultra women mm-hmm. have just taken that sport to a whole mm-hmm. new level.
Oh, yeah.
We had like Cheryl Zarkowski on last week, kind of explaining what she's been doing. And there's just so many more, like Nancy Hobbs when it comes to trail running. I mean, and these are all people that we'll be talking to over the next while, but just fascinating, fascinating people. You know, talk about fascinating people. Let's talk a little bit about the Commonwealth Games now that that's completely been wrapped up.
Because
was some controversy in the Commonwealth Games.
A little bit. The track and field team did a fantastic job, though. Came home with 17 medals, 5 gold, 2 silver, and 10 bronze. So it was a really impressive showing for them. 2 of the medals were from middle and long distance track events, with Kate Van Buskirk winning the bronze in the women's 1500 meters, and Cam Levins, who took bronze in the men's 10,000 meter.
So one of our local runners got a disqualification.
Yes, he did.
he did, and I talked to him today about it. He will be on the air with us in a couple weeks. He's mm-hmm. he's going to go back into the United States, and we'll do a phone conversation with him where he bumped an Australian out of the lane and got DQ'd for it. That was during, I think, the first 100 meters of the 800-meter run. And, you know, it's an interesting story. I saw the video probably about 50 times today watching the bump, and it was a good bump. And, you know, the Australian did poke him first, and mm-hmm. he kind of gave him the hockey check, you know. So we're going to have Brandon McBride on in a couple weeks.
Interesting to hear his take on it.
It absolutely is. And, you know, he is a local runner. He's also the NCAA champion. So he's going back to Mississippi to start training, going back to school. So, but glad to hear that the rest of the Canadians did extremely well. And, you know, that we're about out of time here. Kayla, thank you very much for joining us this week.
You are welcome.
And we look forward to talking to you next week. And don't forget that Canadian Running Magazine is on all the newsstands, you know, whether you go to Shoppers or whether you go to Chapters or your favorite bookstore. And you can also catch them online. They got a fantastic online edition and a great Facebook feed and a great Facebook presence. Canadian Running Magazine is on every week with us on Running Flat Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And just before we head out, don't forget that all of the things that we talk about and all the races that we talk about are at runningflat.com for more information. And, of course, we have the Run for Heroes weekend is really what's the big push right now that we're going into the final planning for that. So thank you very much for joining us, Kelly.
Thank you, Chris.
And next week, we have David Knapp, who is running 50 marathons in 50 weeks, and one of them is Run for Heroes.
Nice.
And he's running for the Alzheimer's Society of the United States, and he's going to join us next week talking about coming up to Canada and doing our marathon with us.
Very exciting.
Awesome. We'll talk to you next week, and keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CT.